The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
All right, let's go to Baltimore to find out what the talk there is on the Lamar front. Let's bring in Rocco DeSangro, who is a anchor at Fox Baltimore, is kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker Line.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Rocco, how are you?
Fellas, what's going on? Thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're glad to have you. And, like, you know, you'll see stuff on social media and, you know, we'll hear the NFL insiders talking, but I wanted to get somebody boots on the ground, as they say in Baltimore. Let's start with the broad stuff here with Lamar. From a, like, ownership standpoint, what is Bisciotti and what is the Ravens' philosophy, and why won't they do the guarantees with Lamar?
The Ravens run their franchise like a well-oiled machine, and it's for the Ravens. Just like when Joe Flacco, he wanted that big contract, he wanted all that money. For Steve Bisciotti, for this front office, they're saying to Lamar, all right, go out and prove it. And if Lamar does that, he will, I guarantee you, get the money that he wants. Right now, though, the Ravens are in a position. Their defense, they just added Roquan Smith, and they gave him a deal. People were thinking that Lamar might get that deal first, and then they might get Smith after. But you know what? They took care of Roquan Smith. He, right now, is the heart and soul of the defense, even though he's been there for half a year. And now everyone's looking at what's going to happen with Lamar. You see the reports. You see the outside noise. You see that he wants a certain amount of money, and he's not getting that money. But right now, the only people that know what kind of money Lamar Jackson wants are the people that are sitting at the table. That's Steve Bisciotti. That's Eric Acosta, the GM. That's John Harbaugh. That's Lamar Jackson and his mom, who is his representation, because he doesn't have an agent right now. So right now, we really don't know what kind of money Lamar wants. According to reports, he wants upwards of, you know, what Deshaun Watson is getting, that guaranteed money, or even Aaron Rodgers. But I'm not sure if Lamar Jackson is going to see that type of money, because the Browns, they really reset the quarterback market with that deal.
Acquiring a 26-year-old quarterback who's already won an NFL MVP award, that's not like a regular everyday thing. give me a percentage, because this doesn't seem real to me. It's like, you know, hey, if I win the Powerball, and I'm like, okay. But tell me if this is a real thing, because, like, the quarterback you acquire at this stage of his career is Jake Plummer or, like, Jake Cutler.
Yeah, so as far as that goes, as you're talking Lamar potentially getting traded, correct?
Yes. What is the chance this is a real, that this actually could happen to anyone, not the Falcons, to anybody?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure right now, honestly. I think it's a very small percentage, because you talk to guys in the locker room, you hear Mark Andrews talking at the Pro Bowl, and these guys really want Lamar Jackson to be a Raven for life. Marlon Humphrey, he went out and tweeted, and he's hilarious on social media. He's like, I was trying to recruit guys to come play for us, and everyone was asking, are you going to pay Lamar? And that's the biggest thing right now, not just with the Ravens, but possibly in football, is this guy, aside from Tom Brady, the only unanimous MVP in NFL history, is he going to get a big-time contract? So the Ravens right now, they hold all the chips, because they could franchise tag him this year, and then they can franchise tag him next year. I'll say this, once the franchise tag window opens February 21st, and then they have until March 8th, we're definitely going to get a better idea. And then when we get to OTAs, that's when we're really going to find out. Because Lamar, he didn't come to voluntary OTAs this season, and it was a big storyline. It was a big deal. But then he showed up for mandatory camp. Now, if we get to that point and he doesn't show up for mandatory camp, then it's a real possibility that the Ravens could say, all right, maybe we got to trade this guy right now. But I really don't see that happening. I think it's a very small percentage.
Rocco DeSangro is with us, a sports anchor, reporter for Fox Baltimore. He's with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker Line. What has the fan response been? Is it split? Is it universal? We love them. Is it don't pay them? What have they been saying?
Ravens flock, I think a lot of them, the majority, would say they want Lamar here in Baltimore for the long haul. And there are fans that are saying, you know what, they say he's injury prone because he's had the injuries the last two seasons, towards the end of the season, and he hasn't finished it off. But this guy's a generational talent. What he's able to do, the Ravens built their offense around Lamar Jackson. and you take Lamar Jackson out of the equation, and this is a much different looking football team. Lamar Jackson's like, you just don't get them every single day in the football world. So Ravens flock, I would say for the majority, I would probably go maybe like 75%. It's hard to put a percentage on it. Would like to see Lamar Jackson here for the long haul, and they'd like to see him finish out his career as a Baltimore Raven.
I read Twitter a lot, so I'm almost an expert. It seems that negotiating a rookie contract is like, where were you drafted? 27th, but there's no but. You're 27th. Here's your money. And there can be offset or whatever, but kind of your rookie contract is easy. I get not having an agent. This second contract is anything but easy. Is he costing himself? I mean, when you wind up with whatever he wants, $300 million guaranteed. But is there anything like, what has been the downside? What money has he cost himself by not really having representation?
I think right now both sides are costing themselves by him not having an agent. For Lamar not having an agent, it's tough for the Ravens to kind of say and pull him aside during the regular season and say, hey, Lamar, this is what we want to do. Because at the beginning of last season, he was like, or this season, sorry, season's not over yet. Lamar was like, we're going to stop contract talks once the regular season begins. I want to focus on football, and I firmly believe that he meant that. But I'll say this, Eric DaCosta was negotiating with Roquan Smith during the regular season. So I'm really not sure. I think with Lamar, NFL agents, they know what they're doing. They know the business side. They know the ins and outs, and they know how much money that you can get and how much money you deserve. And right now, I'll say this in any business, for you guys, for myself, for anyone out there listening, when you're looking at your job and you're looking at other people in the same job, but maybe at a different place, and they're making more money than you, and you feel like you're better than them, and you deserve more money. Like, we've all been there. We all compare ourselves to other people at times. It's really hard not to do that, but that's just how life is. And for Lamar, he's saying, I want this kind of money. And an NFL agent could tell him, hey, Lamar, like, you can get this type of money. The Ravens can give you this type of money, and you could go out and win a Super Bowl, or they're going to give you this type of money, and you might never win a Super Bowl because they're not going to be able to spend on the resources that they need. And this guy, he needs weapons right now. The receiving core, it's been beat up, and quite frankly, even when they've been healthy, it's just a lot of these guys right now, they'd be number twos or number threes on any other team in the National Football League. So he needs weapons to throw to. He needs a solid offense around him. Right now, the defense is coming together. But for Lamar, he needs some offensive weapons right now. And I'm telling you, an agent could tell you, hey, this is what you can get right here.
Rocco, what was the reaction to Lamar not playing in the playoffs? Because there was a lot of chatter, and that's all it was, but chatter that he was using his contract stuff as a reason not to put himself out there and risk getting injured. There were former NFL players who thought he was able to play and didn't go out and play. What was the reaction locally?
Man, we're talking in Atlanta right now. Michael Vick told him, go out and slap a brace on it and play. Yep, and that was very surprising to hear, because Michael Vick is a guy that Lamar really looks up to. He idolizes, and he's broken a ton of his records. So to hear that from a guy like that, it's like, come on, man. And you look back and you see what happened to RG3, and RG3 came to his defense. A lot of people here were frustrated, I'll tell you that. But it's from what you read on Twitter. It's the reports. Nobody but the people in the facility know what's going on. And there was a report initially that said, hey, Lamar is not going to his training, you know, his training sessions. He's not there. He's not doing this and that. And then another report came out that said, hey, Lamar is going to his training sessions. He's got 100% attendance. He's doing all the right things, and he's trying to get himself back on the football field. And I'll tell you this, we're in the locker room. I've seen Lamar Jackson at the facility multiple times, and he's been all smiles. We haven't talked to him because when you're injured, it turns into that kind of situation where we're not really supposed to go up to him and talk, and I get that. But for Lamar, like Calais Campbell even said, he's like, when I was rehabbing my knee, Lamar was in here working hard. John Harbaugh said he was working hard. Tyler Huntley, his backup, said he was working hard. And listen, I get it. You think maybe, oh, yeah, guys are protecting him. Guys are just saying this because, you know, they don't want a controversy. But I truly think that Lamar Jackson was going to his training sessions and trying to get back on the football field. And a lot of people out there made this a bigger deal than it actually needs to be. The guy's injured. He's hurt. Would you rather your guy injure his knee again further and maybe risk a career? or would you rather him be healthy? I don't think the Ravens were going to win the Super Bowl this year anyway. I'll say that, and I don't think I'm breaking any news in saying that. But you want the guy healthy for next season, too. So I don't think Lamar did anything wrong in sitting out. I think he was actually injured, and I think that people need to realize that. He's a football player, and he's trying to get better and get healthy.
Rocco, last thing for you. If the worst-case scenario takes place, there's just a gulf. We read today Jeremy Fowler said $100 million difference in the contract numbers. If it gets to the point where he gets franchised and says, I'm not coming, trade me, what would the response be the day they announce they've traded him to the Atlanta Falcons for 3 first-round picks and a bunch of other stuff?
I'm trying to think of days in sports where Twitter just explodes and, like, you're scrolling and you can't scroll anymore because the app just breaks. I think that's what would happen. If Lamar Jackson ended up getting traded and if he was no longer a Baltimore Raven and if he got traded for the Falcons, like, that would be great for you guys. But this city, for a lot of people, it would almost be like when the Colts left and went to Indianapolis and left Baltimore. There would be a pit in Ravens' flock in their stomach. Their hearts would drop. And I'm telling you, man, he's been so great with people here. Fans love him. People love him. Kids idolize him. There's only one Lamar Jackson out there, and this is the guy. So I'm telling you what, it would be a sad day here in Baltimore if he left.
Rocco DeSangro covers all things Baltimore there for Fox, the Fox affiliate in Baltimore. Rocco, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Guys, I really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you, Rocco.
So I learned that the Ravens have a flock. Now, if Lamar came to the Falcons' den and left the Raven flock, that would be a different set of circumstances. I did not know that, so thank you to Rocco. That would be, you imagine, like the face of your, oh yeah, we did have that happen with the face, but he didn't get traded. He went off in handcuffs. It was a different sort of pit in our stomach, a little bit different.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.